Dude.
Yeah.
Dude!
What?
I just had a terrible thought.
Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet.
Yeah.
Kyle and Orion here again, like we are every week.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Kyle.
So the other day, I was on the way to work. Mm-hmm. I was driving past this big spooky castle that I always drive by. And I'm driving along and all of a sudden my radio cuts out. And I'm like, oh, fuck. It's something wrong with my electrical system. What the fuck? So I reach down and I'm fiddling with the radio. You know, I'm looking at the radio and I'm trying to turn it back on. And I turn it back on and I look back up and there are bats everywhere.
Whoa.
Bats everywhere, like and every size bat you can imagine, like bats the size of golf balls to like bats the size of airplanes. There's bats everywhere, and I'm trying to stay on the road, but they're just slamming into my car, and there's more and more bats showing up until I can't see anything, and I'm swerving around, and all of a sudden I just slammed into this fire hydrant, and there's just water spewing up, falling everywhere. There's smoke billowing out of my engine.
Oh, man.
And the bats, they all scattered. I don't know if they don't like getting wet or what. So I get out of the car and I go to survey the damage and I'm looking at it and this fucking fire hydrant is like in my engine. So I am totally screwed. You know, there's no way I'm going to drive away from this. And I don't have a phone on me and I need to, you know, I need to at least call a tow truck. I should probably call the cops. So I'm looking around for like a business or a house or something that I can, you know, maybe go in and say, can I use the phone? And there's nothing anywhere except for this big spooky castle.
All right.
And I'm standing around kind of like trying to think of anything else I could do. Like, can I like anything that I could do that wouldn't involve going to this big spooky castle? But there's nothing. So I head up the cobblestone pathway and up the big steps, and there's these big wooden double doors, like huge, like probably like 30 feet tall.
Yeah, 30 feet.
With the arch at the top, you know, and these big stone door knockers that look like pierced tits made out of cat skulls.
That's spooky.
It's fucking spooky. So I knock on the door. I grab one of the big rings and I just bang, bang, bang. I knock on the door and almost immediately the door opens up and you won't guess who was standing there.
Who was standing there?
Bigfoot.
Oh, man.
In a tuxedo. So I'm freaking out at this point, and Bigfoot's like, just immediately, he's like, we've been waiting for you. Follow me. Follow me. And he turns and he just walks off into the castle, and I'm just standing there, and I'm freaking out because I didn't even know Bigfoot could talk. What am I going to do? So I follow him into the castle, and he leads me down this big hallway, really long hallway to this big room full of stained glass windows, this huge room. And then in the middle of the room is a giant spider the size of like a Volkswagen playing the piano.
Oh, wow.
And the spider turns around, and instead of a head, he just has like a bush made of Swiss Army knives.
Mm.
And he starts, I guess he was talking to me because the Bigfoot guy was translating, like all the Swiss Army knives are wiggling around and like the knives are coming out and going back in, and out comes a metal comb and then a corkscrew, and they're making all this clicking and clacking noises. And then he stops and the Bigfoot guy says, he has something to show you.
Mm.
I'm like, okay.
Jesus.
Can I just use the phone? And then they're just ignoring me. Can I just use the phone?
Yeah.
Follow me. Again, follow me. So they lead me down to this basement, this cellar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a dirt floor and stone walls, and there's torches on the walls. That's the only light in the whole room. And in the back of this basement, there's this big, like, treasure chest kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they lead me over to it, and they open it up, and it's full of Kraft singles and Heinz ketchup bottles. Right. Like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Wow. And they're like, I want you to make dinner.
Oh, man.
What? You want me to do what? I want you to make dinner. And so I said, fuck this. And I grabbed a torch off the wall.
Yeah.
And I jammed it in the spider's face.
Ooh.
And he's just clicking and clacking everywhere. And Bigfoot runs over and he's like, what have you done? And I just fucking bolted out of there, man. I just ran up the stairs, ran through that room, down the hallway, out the doors, down that cobblestone pathway, over to where my car was. And my car is covered in bats.
Oh, man.
Like so many bats, you can't see my car anymore. It just looks like a big fucking pile of bats. And so I start swinging the torch around. I'm like, get the fuck away from my car, bats. And they all take off in every direction. And I swing the torch at them, and then they're gone. And I'm looking at my car, and it's fixed.
Oh,
I think the bats fixed my car, and the fire hydrant is gone. There's not even like a dirt patch on the ground or like a hole in the ground or anything.
Like
the fire hydrant is just gone.
Damn, dude.
And I look back at the big spooky castle, and it's gone.
It's gone. Jesus.
There's nothing there. It's just a big open field. And I look in my hand where the torch was.
Yeah.
And there's a bottle of Heinz ketchup in my hand.
Fucking knew it. Knew it.
And I was 4 minutes late for work.
Oh, that's incredible.
What a load of shit.
That sucks, too. Because at your work, they got that new system where you get written up, right? If you're late?
Only if you're 5 minutes late.
Ooh, that's so amazing.
I barely made it.
Fuck, man.
I still got the ketchup.
Wow.
I don't know.
The ketchup that's in the fridge? I was wondering where that came from.
Yeah. I don't know if I would eat it.
Yeah. Should probably throw that out. Wow, that's fucking crazy, man.
Apparently, Jesus. It goes really good with Kraft singles, though.
Yeah, wow.
I don't know. So that was like my Wednesday morning or something like that.
Yeah. I remember that. I was at home. It was my day off, and I got that message that you put on Facebook. And it's like I waited all day, like, what the fuck happened? Because you don't have a phone, and there was no way I could really.
And I wouldn't tell you because, you know.
Man. Yeah,
save it for
I'd
the
have
show.
To wait. Yeah, that's
save
incredible.
Save it for the show.
Fucking A. That makes my week seem very fucking boring.
You didn't encounter any giant spiders or
no.
Bigfoots?
No.
No mythological creatures whatsoever?
Not at all. No.
Not even like a Pegasus?
No, just day in, day out with a...
I drive by a field of Pegasi every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Damn, dude.
It's not on the way to work. I take a different route on the way home so that I can drive by this field.
Ah, I see.
They play softball.
Ah, interesting.
It's pretty good.
Well, I'm glad you told that story because, I don't know. If that happened to me, it kind of freaked me out so much. I don't know if I'd want to tell anyone.
What would you be afraid would happen if you told someone?
They'd think I'm crazy.
That's not a fear of mine.
Okay.
Not worried about it.
All right.
What was crazy about that story?
Everything.
It was the door knockers, wasn't it?
quite a bit of it.
Because you probably can't imagine a tit made out of cat skulls. I mean,
I did.
It's hard to picture if you haven't seen it before.
Yeah, if you can't picture that, that's a shame because it's pretty spooky.
The rings, though, were just like regular rings.
The big old, typical.
With like a knob at the bottom.
That spooky shit, yeah.
It's just the nips were made out of cat skulls.
Oh, man. Incredible. However, I do have a few questions, Kyle.
Okay.
Like when you saw Bigfoot, why the fuck did you go in the house instead of like running somewhere else?
Well, that's just racism. I mean, what makes you think Bigfoot's a bad guy?
Well, no one's ever seen him, really.
So he likes his privacy.
Like a
besides,
lot of
by the end of the
to,
story,
but
by the end of the story, the castle disappeared. So clearly, like that's probably why nobody's ever seen him because he just shows up when he wants to. He just teleports his castle in wherever it needs to be.
Man, and then you went in the house. And
yes.
There was that giant spider.
Castle. It's a castle.
The giant castle, and you saw the spider, and you didn't freak out? You didn't run?
I mean, I said I was freaking out, but I needed to use the phone. So
yeah.
I'm like, all right, well, if these guys want to, you know, put me through some silly bullshit, they want to show me something, then fine. If that means I can use the phone afterwards.
Okay. All right. And then you went in the basement, and it had torches and dirt floors.
It only had one floor, but...
A dirt floor.
And, yeah.
And they wanted you to make them dinner.
Well, that was when I'd had enough.
Okay. But didn't she, like, ask any questions? Like, so what's up with you guys being here? You know, Bigfoot and Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Well,
And why ketchup and Kraft singles? Like, I can go get you a pizza if you give me a ride.
Well, I needed to get to work. I didn't have all day to explain to them how much better food is than Kraft singles and Heinz ketchup.
You would go to work after seeing this. I would have said,
I did go to
it.
Work after seeing
yeah, I would have, yeah. I would have called in.
Well, what was I going to do? Call in and be like, yeah, I can't come in today because I met a spider.
Well, you could have lied and said you were sick, but...
Well, why would I... What would... Even if I lied, what would be my personal reasoning for not going out? I can't go in today because I met a couple of people who wanted me to make dinner.
Well, you can call in for any reason, right?
I guess,
I
but
mean, even if you said, like, I'm a little hungover, they'd probably give you shit for it, but you
I think that would
take
be a,
it, right?
I think that would be a judgment call on their part. Really? I think they probably could fire me for that.
Okay. So if you called in and said, you know, I can't come into work because I'm in this crazy castle and all this shit's going on and I have met Bigfoot and he wears a tuxedo. And of course, that's going to sound crazy, but they wouldn't fire you for that, would they?
Well, to be fair, I don't know for sure that it was Bigfoot per se. I mean, it looked like what Bigfoot supposedly looks like, but it's not like he had a name tag on.
Okay.
What was the question?
Backing up, yeah. Why you wouldn't, if they showed you a phone.
Yeah, which they never did, the way.
Yeah, why wouldn't you just call in? I mean.
Oh, because, first of all, I needed to deal with my car. Like, how many calls am I allowed to make? I don't want to overstay my welcome.
Yeah, I would have.
And secondly, I never saw the phone, so.
I would have hung out, you know, with them and asked them some questions. Get to know them, you know.
I don't know, they were real creepy.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. So why'd you grab the torch and stab the spider thing in the face?
Because I didn't have all fucking day. Like, I can't stay and make dinner. It was like 7:50 in the morning.
You were so concerned about getting to work.
Yeah, I couldn't stay to make dinner. Jesus Christ.
I don't give a fuck.
Even if they eat dinner at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, like old people, that's when I get out of work. I mean, maybe I could have came back, but I didn't have time to explain all that to these assholes.
Okay. Man. All right.
I will say, though, the one mistake I did make is I probably should have looked for the phone on the way out.
Yeah. But then who knows? You know, you could be in the house and they'd make it disappear, you know.
Well, I didn't know they could make it disappear until I left.
Yeah. But what if they could have, you know? That would be really creepy. Then you don't know. You couldn't have known where you'd be or end up.
Maybe I just would have, maybe the castle would have disappeared and I would have still been there. Like I would have been in the middle of the field.
Yeah. Or underground, buried alive if you were in the basement.
Well, I ran up the phone definitely wasn't in the basement. Okay. So if I was looking for the phone.
Okay. Well, maybe they had multiple phones and you found the first one in the basement. That would suck.
Why would you keep a phone in a room with a dirt floor?
I don't know.
And torches on the wall. Clearly
Why
there's no
Bigfoot
electricity
wear
in the
a tuxedo? I don't know.
Well, because he was a butler.
Oh, okay. So it was like the spider thing's house.
Yeah,
is that
I
what
think
you
so.
Kinda,
That's the vibe I got.
That,
yeah, I mean, he was in the middle vibe. Of this room. He was really commanding the room, playing this piano.
Okay.
He was really good at the piano, by the way, for somebody without fingers. I guess it's because he's got 8 legs.
Okay. I just have one more question. If this happens again and you see this castle, what are you going to do?
Well, unless my car slams into another fire hydrant, I'll probably just keep driving.
Okay. You wouldn't, like, stop by and say, oh, yeah, I guess.
Sorry about your face.
Yeah, I guess that's a bad idea.
Hey, guys, just wanted to see what's up.
Well, you could bring, like, you know, some kind of offering, like a gift basket.
Yeah, here's some fruit. Sorry about your face. No hard feelings?
No hard feelings. Yeah. Okay, that was my last question. All right. Any more thoughts on your incredible day on Wednesday this week?
No, that's pretty much it. I mean, that's pretty much what happened.
I am still amazed, Kyle. Wow. Part of me is kind of thinking you're full of shit. No offense.
Hey.
No offense. But, you know, I believe you, Kyle.
I believe me, too.
All right.
All right.
Wow. Okay. Moving on.
Well, we got a voicemail this week.
Yay, voicemail.
Hey, Colin and Ryan. This is Heather. I'm out celebrating my 21st birthday today. Just wanted to give y'all a shout. And if anyone wants to donate for my birthday, they can donate to InChat because that's always a good present because I like episodes. I guess I'll check y'all later. Bye.
Thanks, Heather. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Heather.
I like episodes too, so
yeah.
Donate to us for Heather's birthday.
Yeah.
Donate
wow,
to us
that
for
was
pretty
awesome.
Much anyone's birthday.
Yeah. Any friend you have?
Why not? It's George Washington's birthday. Donate to us.
I like that. Yeah, happy 21st. That's
It sounded like she might have already been getting her drink on a little bit.
Yeah.
For the most part, that was pretty clear. But the first time when she said, if anybody wants to donate, it kind of came out like, if anyone wants to donate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm glad you apparently had a good time.
Yeah.
That's about all I have to say about the voicemail.
Well, I had some things. Yeah. Given that we only had one voicemail. And last week we had one voicemail, and before that we had no voicemails.
Oh, Ryan's so pissed.
I'm not pissed. I'm just like, I can't imagine. Like, I'm picturing myself, because I'm on the show, I can't fucking call in. But if
well,
I was,
you could, but...
I could. That's, you know, that's gay. That's cheating in a
we
way.
We got a voicemail
know.
This week from me.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear it.
Hey, guys, it's one of you calling. just wanted to say I love the show. And keep up the good work.
Yeah.
And why did you guys name it? I just had a terrible thought.
Because I've thought about like calling in at a party and I'm wasted, you know, just to. But But that's still gay. It's like cheating to me, so I don't do it. But I can't help but think of all the things I can think about that I'd want to call in and ask. The stupidest shit. And I'll tell people at work, like, dude, just call in. Anything, you know, and I'll throw something out there. And they're like, all right, I'll think about it. And they never call in. And it's like, God damn it. It's so easy. Just anything. You can ask anything, just whatever's on your mind. You can just call in and go, I fucking hate you, faggots. You know, anything. Click. Yeah. That's it. And whatever. So I was thinking, and I had some ideas of
You're going to tell people to call in and say this?
No, I'm just suggesting stupid shit, and it is stupid shit. But that just came to mind, you know, that you could just, maybe some inspiration, you know. I'm trying to give some inspiration. Like, you could call in with this idea.
All right.
No big deal, but getting along here. One of the ideas I had, I was thinking about, like, you know how men will not say, but they'll talk about how they're unhappy with their penis size?
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of fucking men, like, will buy into that enlargement pill bullshit.
Well, I don't know if they talk about it. I mean, I've never actually heard anybody say, you know, I'm just not real thrilled with the amount of peen that I'm working with.
Like, at work? Yeah.
Yeah. Like Brian's never come up to me and been like, you ever just feel like somehow you only got half the penis you were supposed to get? No, I've never had that happen.
That's great shit, yeah. And that kind of silly shit will come up at work because it's work and it's like so fucking boring. But
so you have had people say that to you at work?
No, it's just that kind of shit. But
Ryan, come here for a second. I want to talk to you about the size of my penis.
Yeah, like guys want to change their dick. I've always wondered if women ever look at their vagina and wish it was different or looked different.
Like wish it didn't hang out as much as it does.
Maybe.
Like or, not as droopy.
I don't know. I mean, if they haven't seen porn or other women's vaginas, you know, I guess they wouldn't know what to change about it, you know. But if they have and they're like, oh, every time they look in the mirror.
I wish my vagina came with less RB sauce.
God damn it, Kyle.
Some of them are really saucy.
God damn it. That's disgusting.
Yeah, they got like that red glaze to them.
Oh, God damn. I was just wondering, like, if any of them looked in the mirror before they're showering and they're like, God damn, I wish this was this shape or a little bit tighter here.
How many different shapes do they come in? Because really the only differences I've noticed is that there's kind of some girls kind of have an innie and some have an outie, sort of. You know, like the inner lips or whatever are either hanging out or they're not.
Yeah.
But beyond that.
In general, yeah, that's kind of the big difference.
I guess some of them are bigger than others, but I think that's usually because they've, fucked a few football teams.
I've seen a lot of different, like, clit sizes.
Oh, like, there's that, too. Like, China, the wrestler, has a clit that looks like a tiny penis.
Really? Yeah. I've never seen China's vagina. That's disgusting.
I'll Google image search it for you.
Please.
It's good. It's like a thumb.
Is it? Oh, steroids. Yeah, I was just wondering.
All right, so what other ideas do you have? Because that was one.
That's
seems
one.
Like you had more than one.
Another idea, and I've talked about this at work with other guys.
Uh-huh.
And we kind of got into a discussion, but it piss farts, and I have to define this. This isn't like in the dictionary.
Yeah, you do have to define this.
But piss farts.
I'm trying to guess what it is right now, and I'm maybe you are experiencing something I'm not, or maybe like the only thing I can think of that could cause a piss fart would be like if you had like kidney stones and it was lodged in your urethra.
The pressure is
like building up and it's going like
it's not a penis fart. Jesus, that would suck.
Do you piss out of your asshole?
No. The piss fart is like every time you're like, I really got to go take a piss. You run into the bathroom and you go to take a piss and there's a little fart that comes out, you know, and you're not expecting it. You didn't have to fart, but it just kind of comes out. And it's always embarrassing when there's other guys like peeing around you, you know.
Yeah.
You're just sitting there and all of a sudden, you know, oh, shit.
Well, I try not to urinate when there are other guys around anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I know, you know, public restrooms, that's pretty normal. It's like a wall of urinals, but I try to avoid it whenever possible.
Same here, yeah. And every once in a while.
I will only take a shit in a public restroom if it's like an emergency. otherwise, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's always the worst because I know every fucking guy out there is not like the one with no shame, you know, like, fuck it. Right, you know, they're always like, oh, God, hold it.
And the worst part is when I actually do end up using a public restroom, it's because it's an emergency. Yeah, and that means I really have to go. And so that means it's going to be one of the like ones where I've been holding it for a while and it's been building up and it's going to be like when I first sit down, it's probably going to be just all gas. Like,
yeah.
And then I'll start shitting.
Yeah.
And, you know, I might not be feeling so well that day. So, like, if they're just logs, which is preferable, then it'll just be like a... and then a sploosh, you know, like a... But if it's not...
Yeah.
Then it's like sometimes, you know, like diarrhea, it's like pissing out your asshole.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's like... It's like a faucet.
Yeah. And it's so bad when a guy like follows you in, like you go in and some guy's right there behind you. You're like, shit.
And even if you're not making farting noises, you can tell when you're the difference between pissing and pissing out your ass. I mean, it's a fuller stream.
Yeah.
It's like pouring out a garden hose into the toilet.
Yeah.
So classy conversation.
Yeah.
So you wanted someone to call in about the times that they fart at the urinal?
Yeah. Cause I've had that where, you know, the rule, like you piss at one urinal, there's a guy like two urinals down or they're at the urinal all the way at the end because they can't be next to you.
Yeah,
or they're gay.
If possible, well, I don't know about that, but if if possible, you always want to keep at least one urinal between you guys.
Yeah.
Like that's how I feel about it anyway. Yeah. But it's not because I'm worried about like being presumed gay.
I know. I don't think that
way. It's just because I don't like unless you're like, you know, fucking the urinal. There really is nothing preventing the guy next to you from like checking your junk out. And that's the last time I would want somebody to like if a dude is gonna check my penis out, I'd rather, you know, not be flaccid and nervous. Like I don't want dudes checking my penis out anyway, but at least I'd rather be in, you know, more presentable position.
Okay. But
like fully erect. On like a velvet bedspread.
I was hoping you wouldn't.
With rose petals and candlelight.
Check it out. Yeah.
Candlelight is much more flattering than the fluorescence that are usually in public bathrooms.
Yeah. Yeah. Back to, yeah, what I call the piss fart. Yeah.
God. I just thought, you know, guys might be less nervous in the public restrooms if they lit them with candles. Because, you know, that low light, like
that's set in some dangerous mood for
everybody. Looks better in low light.
Yeah.
And that kind of orange
hue. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Like kind of masks all of your physical deformities.
Yeah.
You know, they wouldn't be able to see the warts on my. Anyway.
Anyway. All right. But yeah. The little spurts that come out. They're spurts. It's just like a little fart anyway.
You know, actually, I'm sorry to interrupt again, no, it's okay. But I just thought about something. If you had herpes, and like if you met a girl that you really liked who also had herpes, the herpes could, when you have an outbreak, it could almost be a positive. Because, you know, you can buy like dildos and stuff that are like studded for like texture.
Christ.
So if your dick was studded, like if you had a really bad case of herpes and it was just outbreaks all up and down the thing, that could be like a ribbed condom.
But
kind of a
it
deal.
Wouldn't be worth it.
Well, no, it wouldn't be worth it, but you'd be like making the best of an otherwise bad situation.
Well, if you had the condom on, and it's all over those bumps. Yeah, I guess that could be positive.
Why would you need a condom on if you both have herpes?
Well,
if you've both got the herpes, then there's no problem.
All right.
Unless you have different kinds of herpes, but at that point you both got herpes, so what's the difference? I mean, that just means more bumps for her pleasure.
Yeah.
So ladies, if you get herpes, it's not really the end of the world. It's actually, it opens up a brand new world of possibilities.
Oh, God damn it.
Best sex you'll ever have.
Yeah.
With a dude with herpes.
Got it.
Anyway.
Take it away. All right. I'm going to move on because well, basically the little piss farts are usually really bad. So I'll be sitting there pissing and all of a sudden, you know, oh, it's small, no big deal. But from my experience, it's really fucking bad. And I'm like, why is it so bad?
The smell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why? I don't have to take a shit. I didn't have to fart, but it's so bad. And I know it's going to fill the bathroom and it's a bathroom. So nobody should care. But goddamn, I'm the only other one in there, you know? So I don't know. I was talking about that. Another thing was,
that's when you just look at the guy and wink at him and go, enjoy. Yeah.
Another one. This one really bugs me, and I always fucking get it. It's the penis fuzzy, and I've talked to you about this.
Like over your dick hole, kind of?
Yeah, like you're wearing your underwear
and then
all day.
You get ready to take a piss, and it's like 10 different streams exactly. going in every direction. Yeah. It's like a shower head.
Yeah. It's almost every fucking day with me. God, it pisses me off. But that'd be one thing to call in, you know, do you guys ever get the penis fuzzy? And then we could talk about it, you know? Why not?
You know, it'd be really, like, usually it's only like two streams.
Yeah.
But if you're lucky, cool, yeah. It'd be cool if, like, you backed up to the other, like, you go to the urinal and you're like, and you start going and you're like, you see that and you're like, all right. So you back up to, like, the other side of the room.
Yeah.
And you let her rip and you're going in two urinals at once.
Oh, man.
Except the problem is almost always one of the streams is, like, straight down.
Always. Like, right on your fucking pants.
It's like it's aimed for your knee.
Yeah.
Like, there we go. All right.
On one occasion, yeah, I was pissing and I didn't notice, but I'm, you know, looking at the wall at the urinal.
Yeah.
And I'm going, and I look down, I just peek down.
You're pissing
and
all over yourself.
I see, like, two streams, and I kind of back up and look at my pants, and I'm like, oh, fuck. And on one occasion, I peed all over my pants.
Yeah,
and there was no hiding it. It looked like I pissed myself.
I've done it. And you know what my solution is?
What?
I don't know if you were at home or if you were...
I was at work, yeah.
Okay, see, my solution is you have to be alone in the bathroom for this to work.
Okay.
But I go to the sink.
Yeah.
And I'm washing my hands, and I just splash all over myself.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And then I walk out, and I go, man, I really made a mess of myself in there. And I'm kind of like that anyway. Like, I am likely to fucking make a mess of myself that way, and people are like, ah, he's just a fucking slob.
Okay.
And somehow that's better than accidentally peeing on myself, like, once.
That's a good idea. Yeah, if it's up on your shirt, you know, by your chin and shit, more than likely it's water.
I thought you were going to say, like, you accidentally peed next to your chin, and I'm like, I've never had one shooting straight up like that.
No. No. Someone could, you know, look at you and go, whoa, what happened? But more than likely, people will assume it's just...
Well, and if they do go, oh, whoa, what happened? You can go, man, I had to piss so bad. It knocked me back. Like, I fell on the floor and I couldn't pinch it off. It was so strong. And it's just going everywhere. Yeah. It's all over the walls. It's all over me. I toweled my face off. But, man, the rest of this, all piss. And they're not going to take you seriously. So they're going to just assume that you got yourself wet.
Yeah, that's great. God, what else? That was another thing.
That's another tactic I use when I've done something embarrassing.
Yeah.
Is I just, when somebody asks about it, I just overblow it like that. And then they just assume that I'm lying.
Yeah.
Which I kind of am, but then they don't think I did it at all.
Yeah.
So if I ever tell you something ridiculous like that, chances are I probably peed on myself. Right.
That's great.
I probably shouldn't have told everyone my secret.
Yeah.
It's kind of like one time before my mom knew that I was smoking.
Yeah.
She came out before she left for Australia with my sister for maybe my birthday or something. I don't remember.
Yeah.
It was a while ago. And apparently I smelled like smoke and I was in the car. And my sister asked if I'd been smoking. And I said, fuck yeah, all the time. I'm doing it right now.
Yeah.
And that just kind of ends it.
Yeah.
Because obviously I'm not doing it right now, but I didn't say no.
I'm confused. Yeah. I like that. At work, me and another coworker were talking about, well, this wasn't me. This was all him.
Does this involve pissing or farting?
No.
Okay.
But, he was like, can I ask you something? And I'm like, okay. And he said, picture this. And this happens a lot, like the picture this kind of shit.
Uh-huh.
We talk about this silly shit at work all the time. But anyway, he's like, picture this. You're a conjoined twin with two legs, one torso, two heads, and one head controls one side of the body, like the left hand. The other head, brain, controls the right side of the body.
Do you have those like crazy little baby arms that are worthless in the back, like coming out of the middle of your back?
No.
Because I've seen that before.
Oh, Jesus. That's really...
It'd be good for scratching your back, but that's about it.
Man, there have been days I've looked all over the internet for crazy shit like that.
I have never seen conjoined twins that are literally like one person with two heads.
Really?
I've never seen that.
Well, if it happened...
Okay, anyway.
In theory. And you were masturbating, he said, and you're using your hand. Is it gay for the other head to enjoy it? Like, because he feels it.
So you have control over one hand.
Yes.
And you can only feel that one hand.
Yeah.
But you both feel the penis.
Yes.
I'm not sure if that's even how it works, but assuming it is.
Yeah.
Is it gay?
Yeah.
If
you enjoy it.
Like, if your brother's jerking off, But he's jerking you off at the same time. Yeah. Is that gay? I don't know if it's gay. I mean, I guess not.
I said no. Yeah.
It's your dick, but it's also his dick. It's close. It's like it's very close. That's a very close family relationship.
Yeah. We had quite the talk about this. Like I was talking about how if a guy gave me a hand job, like I wouldn't consider
totally
myself
gay.
Like, I don't want to have sex with men just because I'm enjoying this right now.
I just want them to give me an HJ every once in a while. Yeah.
Well,
come on, help a brother out.
I mean, if you're enjoying it, it doesn't make you want to have sex with other men. It doesn't make you gay. It doesn't label you.
Yeah, you know? it just makes you a guy who enjoys a handjob from another man. There's nothing gay about that.
But, yeah.
It's like if I was fucking a dog.
Yeah.
I'd probably like it. But that wouldn't mean I was into fucking dogs.
Oh, man. Yeah. I would never fuck a dog. But,
But, I mean, if you were, though, like...
How could it not feel good?
Right.
I don't want to think about it.
Be warm and wet. And...
Oh, God. Yeah, that's shit we've talked about. And he was going to call in about that, but he never did. And I thought it was, you know...
I think what would make it gay is if the reason you had the hard-on in the first place was because you were thinking about your brother getting jerked off by you. And then it'd be gay and incestuous.
Yeah.
But otherwise, if you're just like, I want to jerk off, and I know it's your penis too, dude, but I'm going to town, and that's irrelevant to me, then that's not gay.
Yeah. All right. Let's see.
Got anything else?
I do, but I think I'm running a little long on this, so.
I don't know. This is kind of fun. Little topics of conversation.
Well, the same coworker, I came up to him one day and I said something negative.
Okay.
I forget what it was. I think I said like, God damn, dude, you're always in my fucking way.
Okay.
And he said something that changed everything. Like you could say this. To anytime someone says something negative, this could work in theory.
Okay.
What he said. He goes, what'd he say? He goes, well, I could just go and kill myself and then that wouldn't be a problem anymore.
See, the problem with that is if somebody said that to me, I'd be like, yeah, could you get on that? Thank you.
No.
That's the
horrible.
Best idea I've heard all day.
That's horrible.
Let me go to the hardware department and find you a knife.
But I felt so bad.
I wouldn't. See, I don't feel very, first of all, anyone who threatens to commit suicide is a dick.
Yeah.
Like if they're using it as a threat to you or like to make you feel bad, well then fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Then kill yourself.
That's true.
Asshole.
Yeah.
And secondly, I don't really respect suicide that much anyway, because it's, well, we talked about that. Like it's selfish.
Yeah.
I mean, your friends and family are going to be affected by it and you're not going to be around to feel the repercussions. It's all selfish. It's like, this is my way out. Well, fuck you.
Yeah.
And secondly, it's really not a way out. I mean, I guess it is, except that I guess if you're religious, then you might think you'll go to heaven and you'll go to a better place. Although, at least Christianity, I guess I don't know for sure about other religions, but at least Christianity, supposedly, if you kill yourself, you're not going to heaven. So really, you're just kind of fucking yourself all around.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And if you're not religious, then you're not going anywhere. So what's the point?
Yeah.
You might as well just tough it out. I've always felt like there are very few situations where I would think suicide would be the best option, because things always have the potential to get better or worse. But either way, it's never going to get better if you kill yourself.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But imagining that.
Well, I know I just took it to maybe an overly serious place. But my point is, because I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
If somebody tried to make me feel bad by saying they were going to commit suicide, I would have just told them to go ahead and do it.
Yeah. I guess I was thinking it in the way that, like, if you said that to an average, you know, dead fucking average person.
Yeah, yeah.
They'd probably feel really bad.
At the very least, it would really fuck with their head. Like, they'd stop in their tracks.
Yeah, like your boss comes up to you and says... You're really shitty at your job, or you're not getting enough done. Well, if I could go kill myself and that wouldn't be a problem anymore. Yeah. That'd be hilarious.
You've been late every day this week. What are we going to do about this? Well, I could just go fucking kill myself and then I'll never be late again.
Yeah. Dead silence. Wow. I guess the joke would be in the one saying that, not the one, you know, but yeah, that was an idea. That's not necessarily anything to call in about.
Yeah, I was going to say, so the idea is people should call in and be like, so you are okay with circumcision?
Yeah.
Well, how about I go kill myself?
Yeah. Well, we don't give a shit.
Then we won't have to have this discussion anymore.
Yeah.
Anything else?
We were talking today, actually, about like bad drivers. This is dumb. But like the kinds of bumper stickers, like if we went to stickerjunkie.com, the kinds of bumper stickers we'd want to make to put on their bumpers, like if we had the chance to like, oh, we're at a intersection and they probably notice. But if you ran out, put it on their bumper, or if they happened to park somewhere and you pulled in behind them or something and put it. We got to the point where we were going to say what kind, like what the stickers would say, but then we got interrupted by the boss. So I was like,
oh, great. We have to fucking work again?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Did I miss the huddle? No, break up. Get to work.
Yeah, I know you, I don't remember if we talked about it before or not, but yeah. I know you at one point, am I allowed to say this? You know what I'm going to say, right?
Go for it. I don't give a shit.
Okay. You ordered a bunch of stickers from Sticker Junkie or whatever, the bumper stickers that said, I heart niggers. And I forget what your original intention for them was. I think you were going to put them all over somebody's car or something.
Yeah.
But you didn't end up doing it and you ended up giving them to somebody else.
Yeah.
But so like that. Like,
yeah.
Like order a bunch of stickers that say, I heart niggers and cover somebody's car that you don't like.
It could be anything. That or something pertaining to their bad driving, you know.
What kind of bumper sticker would you make for something pertaining to their bad driving? Like, I'm a bad driver. People probably wouldn't even get that was an asshole.
I don't know.
People probably wouldn't even get that that was like a prank pulled on the person driving. They'd probably think this person is just like, you know, girls who wear like queen bitch t-shirts.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not like somebody gave them that t-shirt and they can't read, so they put it on. Like they did that on purpose.
That's true. Yeah.
Some people like being known as assholes.
Yeah. I'm an asshole driver. I put that there. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
It was me that did that.
Yeah, that's funny.
Whereas I heart niggers, you have to have some huge balls to put that on your car on purpose.
Yeah, I wanted to ask the listeners if they had any ideas, because I couldn't share it with my coworkers today, unfortunately, because we were dispersed.
This might be a lot of words for a bumper sticker, but like if it said, like, pardon my bad driving, it's hard to drive when I'm molesting children.
That's great.
I have one hand in a four-year-old's vagina.
And you could totally make that, too, and put it on people's cars.
With, like, little kid smiley face drawings, like crayon drawings.
Oh, God. That's great.
There's a...
Oh, man.
There are these license plates. Like, there are a few different kinds of license plates you can get here in Michigan, and one of them has, like, a... It's like the license plate number, and then off on one side, it has like a space for a logo or a picture.
Yeah.
And there are different ones you can get, and one of them is this ridiculous like little kid sort of writing that says, kids, just love them.
Yeah.
And I know that's totally innocent, but every time I see that, I think that's a child molester.
Yeah. Same here. We were joking about that, yeah. It's so funny. Yeah, it's like written in different colors, like kid
writing.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's great.
Like kids do that.
Yeah.
That is like the universal way to be like, see, this is for kids. See, I wrote every letter in a different color.
Get it? Yeah.
I've never seen a kid do that.
Yeah. So retarded. But let's see. I don't know if I should bring this up, but we were also at work talking about how arcades are extinct. And this isn't like funny. It's kind of disappointing.
Yeah, that makes me sad.
Yeah. At the mall over here by our place, like a year or 2 years ago, I was going through the mall and it said, some new arcade was opening soon. And
really?
I was so fucking excited. Yeah. Didn't I tell you about that?
It sounds vaguely familiar.
Oh, man. And I forget what it was, like Zach's Arcade or some shit coming soon. And I was like, fuck yes. Like, where is there a fucking arcade nowadays? Nowhere.
Yeah.
So I was pretty excited and time went on and it's been like a year or over a year. No arcade.
I think the problem is that, you know, once upon a time, the best video, well, once upon a time, the only video games were in the arcade.
Yeah.
And then the best video games were in the arcade.
It's
like the best video game hardware was in the arcade. And then as time went on, the home hardware caught up.
Yeah.
And the arcades were just slowly dying. And now you go to the arcade to play a video game and it's at best, it's like the best video game that you could play at home.
Yeah.
And that's if you're lucky. And honestly, I'm more into the old arcade games anyway, but they all just, you know, people stopped going.
Yeah.
So God, they all just kind of died.
I just like the whole atmosphere, like playing games. And I guess it is silly. It would probably go under. Which is unfortunate because,
you'd have to have the perfect location where there were a lot of people around that area. Like, there's a vintage video game store around here somewhere, and it's been a few years since I've been there, so it might not even exist anymore.
Yeah.
But if it still does, like, if you put in an arcade right next to that,
yeah,
maybe, because the only people who go to that store anyway, for the most part, are people who are into, like, old classic games. Like, that's where I bought a shit ton of Nintendo games and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, original, like, 8-bit NES.
Yeah.
So maybe, since that's already got kind of the same audience, sort of,
that would
an
work
arcade
out.
Right next to that could do well. But for the most part, yeah.
Yeah, which is unfortunate. And, well, what I forgot is in our kind of hometown, like, the Michigan State University campus, there's an arcade place still.
Is it still there? Like,
still
last
there.
I knew it was still there.
And I knew this. This was confirmed because I believe I saw a photo of, like, the local, like, top morning radio show guys, Free Beer and Hot Wings.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone knows.
They're syndicated throughout the country, or at least the East Coast, so.
But, they went to Pinball Pete's. This is this place in East Lansing, Michigan.
Really?
And they took a photo and wrote about how awesome it was and met the owner and everything. So, yeah, that's one place, but that's all I can think of.
I did used to love that place. They had a lot of old-ass arcade machines, and they had some of the newer ones, like that stupid fucking boxing game where you have, like, the two, like, I don't
big
even know
rubber.
What to call them, like, big rubber, like, bars you hold on to that are kind of supposed to be, like, boxing gloves, and it senses your movements and shit.
Yeah.
And then some of those, like, gun games, like House of the Dead 75 or whatever. But they also had a lot of cool old games. Like, they had a Galaga machine, which I think might be my favorite arcade game of all time.
Galaga, yeah.
And they had, like, Golden Axe, that big, like, four-player
thing. Was huge when that came out.
But one of my favorite things about that place, and I think they did eventually get rid of this, was they had this old-ass, like, soda machine.
Yeah.
Like, a vending machine, except that it didn't sell, like, bottles or cans or anything. You'd put your money in, you'd pick your drink, and a cup would drop down.
Yeah.
And it would fill up like a fountain machine.
That's so cool. I remember that.
And it was cheap as fuck. It was like 50 cents or something.
50 cents, man.
Yeah.
You get a cup of Coke. Yeah, it was great.
It was pretty cool.
Damn. We were talking about this, and a lot of people were sympathetic. And one person spoke up and said, have you ever been to this one place? And I guess there's this like bar/restaurant/arcade place for adults.
Dave and Buster's?
Dave and Buster's, yeah.
Is there even one of those in Michigan?
That's what we were talking about. I don't think there is.
If there is, it's not anywhere around here. And this would be kind of like, this is one of the bigger cities in the state. This would be one of the ones where you'd expect to find it.
Yeah, and I've never seen one.
I see commercials for it on TV, but I also see commercials for fucking Sonic, which we do finally have here, but we didn't when they started playing the commercials.
Yeah.
And commercials for, I saw a commercial for Jack in the Box the other day, which as far as I know, is like a California thing.
Yeah, only in California.
But, so it's like the other side of the fucking country, but we get commercials for it.
That pisses me off. But,
it pisses me off because it makes me hungry and I want to go to Jack in the Box.
And that Sonic shit, they have so much awesome food that they're advertising. And it's like the menu they show is just loaded. And we go to look it up online. Yeah, the closest one was in like Illinois or some shit.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you. Why would you advertise here? But
I don't know.
I guess it's just, you know, to set it up so when it opens, you know, we're all like, yes, finally. I don't know.
Yeah, the closest thing we have to an arcade around here right now is that place. I talked about it before. I went there for a birthday.
Yeah.
Craig's Cruisers, which is a big like mini golf and go-kart place. But they also have a little arcade. But they only have a few like what I would consider arcade machines. They have mostly like the stupid machines that give tickets. Like
It's
like a shelf full of tokens and this like other shelf that moves back and forth. And you just try to push the tokens off the ledge.
Yeah.
Or, like, some fucking machine where there's lights that go around in a circle and you have to try to stop it at the right point to win a prize. And then they have like racing games and Dance Dance Revolution. And that's about it.
Yeah. Nothing like real old and like actual.
They also have a Galaga machine though.
Really?
I think every arcade should have a Galaga machine.
Hell yeah. All the old school ones. Yeah. That's what makes it the arcade, you know.
But, I'm not even good at Galaga, but I always feel like I've discovered a secret, even though I've known about it forever.
Yeah.
And everybody knows about it. When when you let that one bad guy suck your ship up, and then you kill him and you get your ship back, and now you got two ships shooting at once.
Yeah.
I always feel like I've done something incredible. I always feel like I'm a champion.
Well, why not? Yeah, that's it's so epic.
It's fun.
Yeah. But yeah, we were talking about this one place, and apparently this one person brought it up because they had been there in Florida.
Yeah.
And they said they had some old arcades, but not as old as like Galaga.
Yeah.
A lot of them were ticket based, but a lot of them are like racing games and shit, you know, newer shit. But they have a button, like a call button, because it's an adult restaurant, really.
Uh-huh.
Adult themed, I guess. And it's a bar. They have a call button at your arcade and people will come and ask you what drink you want. You want a beer.
So it's kind of like being in Vegas playing the slot machines, only you have to call them over.
Yeah.
And the drinks probably aren't free, but.
No, definitely not. Yeah. But that's kind of cool.
I guess.
But I was thinking about that and I'm like, man, if I opened my own arcade, it would be like that Pinball Pete's vintage, you know, newer shit, no ticket machines because fuck that. And there'd be, you could drink alcohol, you know, they'd serve alcohol.
And those fucking ticket machines are for girls and babies.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fucking worthless. Nah, old people don't even play that shit. They're old people would like save the tickets and take them home and put them in a drawer somewhere.
That's true.
And like keep them. They just keep them forever.
Yeah. But yeah, you get like 400 tickets and you get a bouncy ball. It's such bullshit. If the prizes were better, then I could understand.
Well, but they can't be because then they wouldn't be making money. They'd just be selling you bouncy balls indirectly.
Yeah. But yeah, that's about it on my part.
All right.
What else we got?
Well, here's a story about a dumb bitch.
Darlene Robbins lost her mother to cancer just last week. Now she has another painful battle on her hands to keep her mother's head and body intact. Back in 2006, Mary Robbins signed a contract with the Arizona-based Alcor Life Extension Foundation. The paperwork said that $50,000 would be paid to Alcor upon her death for the company to cryogenically freeze her head and brain.
The things that have to be done, including, you know, putting in a tube in your nose and putting in a tube in your throat and you know, inserting an IV line and pushing medications.
Those things were not done, however, because the family says Mary had a change of heart before her death and signed new paperwork naming family members as her beneficiaries, not Alcor. But as the family was preparing the funeral, they say Alcor called and demanded Mary Robbins' head to be turned over to them.
They've gone so far as to suggest a settlement with my attorney that they'll go in to the mortuary and cut off her head and we can have the rest of the body.
A legal battle to determine what will happen to Mary's remains heads to court next week. Meanwhile, Mary's body is being kept at the mortuary on dry ice. Brian Thomas, The Associated Press.
Okay.
Oh, man.
So,
what a hell of a story, man.
If you didn't get the gist of it, basically this old lady was like, I want to live forever.
Yeah.
So she did this thing, which is actually pretty stupid, but I understand it, you know, if you don't understand what you're getting yourself into. So she went to this company that will freeze your head.
Yeah.
And the idea is that someday we may have the technology to revive you. Maybe we'll put you in a robot body or some kind of cloned body or whatever, and we'll have the ability to bring you back from the dead and you can go on living.
Yeah.
That's kind of stupid to begin with because in the process of freezing your head, they basically ruin everything. They basically destroy everything that's by freezing you. There's
all the cells. Yeah.
It's all damaged. All your tissues get damaged, but whatever. Beyond that, what I don't understand is it, can you do what they're saying? Like they're saying later on, she, like I guess on her deathbed, she was like, yeah, actually that frozen head thing, forget about that. I'm going to give all my kids my money.
Like annul the contract? Like,
yeah. It sounds like she never did anything else with this company that she pledged all this money to. She just signed a different contract later. Can you do that? I'm pretty sure the company is in the right here.
Yeah.
Like legally speaking. You can't just be like, yeah, well, I signed a contract saying that when I die, Orion gets my couch.
Yeah.
But then later I signed a contract saying when I die, somebody else gets my couch.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure the first contract overrides the second one.
Yeah, that came first. Yeah. I couldn't, you know, you couldn't just type out or even write some new contract and sign it saying, look, I said this. This is what I want now.
Right.
No.
You could. I'm sure there's a way to like change your mind and go and cancel your original contract, but it sounds like she didn't do that.
Yeah. That has to be taken with the original contract, the company, you know?
and the silly thing to me is that they seem like they're trying to play it off like it's all about the sanctity or whatever of the body.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want them to take her head because we need the whole body so we can look at it one last time and then bury it in the ground. But I think what it's actually about is the money. Yeah. Because like $50,000 is supposed to go to this company. I don't know how much money this old lady had, but it probably wasn't a ton more than that.
Yeah.
Like I'm guessing that that's supposed to be like a big chunk of her estate or whatever.
Yeah.
So it sounds to me like kids want the money, which, I mean, I understand, but sort of
douchey
and yeah. greedy. Like, again, they didn't address this, but do the kids understand, like, are they like, this is bullshit, it will never work? And they understand that and why? Or are they just like, they just don't respect her original wishes? Like, we don't ever want you brought back to life, crazy old lady. We want your money.
Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. I don't know.
Because in theory, if it was going to work, this would be even douchier.
Yeah.
Because she wanted the ability to live again. And they're like, no, fuck that. We want the money.
Yeah. That's that's even worse. Yeah.
I guess according to them, she signed another contract later. But I wonder if like, do they have proof of this? Do they have the contract? And if they do, like, this happened so much later, like maybe she was losing it at that point. Like she forgot and they handed her a piece of paper and she just signed it, or.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we're not going to be able to follow up on this, but I wish I could, because I'm kind of curious. This is very extreme, but I like how they. They're like, the company's like, no, we're gonna settle, and we just want the head.
Well, the family made it sound like that's the craziest thing they've ever heard. We can't believe this horrible company wants to take her head. Well, she signed the fucking contract, and if they're willing to settle at all, like, that's, they're making a concession to you. Basically, they're in the right, and they're saying, all right, we understand. So we'll settle. We'll give you some money, is basically what they're saying. And if that's what they want in the first place, then they should just take it. But they're not going to get all the money they wanted, so they're going to fight them in court.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to lose.
Oh, yeah. There's no way. Yeah. They'd have to go, like I said, I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure, like, you can't just make up a new, like, second-party contract that just makes the first contract go away. That's ridiculous.
You can't just be like, I can't even think of another situation like that. Like I said, with the couch thing.
Hypothetical situation. I don't know.
Like, I signed a contract that says.
Like, you want to give me all your money.
Like, I signed a contract that says, like, I'm going to pay you $7,000 for your car.
Yeah.
And then, like, but I'm not going to pay you till Friday. And then on Thursday, I sign a contract with somebody else that says, I won't
pay you. That's a good one, yeah.
Like, that doesn't
make any sense.
That doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't work, especially. That's so legally retarded. So,
this kind of shit happens, though. Not exactly like this, but it happens where, like, people, like, a family member will be like, I'm going to leave all my money to the pool boy or something. And then they die and the kids sue and try to fight it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'd say it's my money. I want to give it all to the pool boy.
Yeah.
And it may be shitty. I may be a douche for doing it, but fuck you. It was my money.
Yeah.
And they'll sue, and sometimes they win, or like at least they settle, or they win part of it, and that's fuck you.
Yeah, like a good example is what was that story way back? Anyway, like another situation, I guess. Say there's a woman and she's on her deathbed, and she signs something that said, you know, if I become a vegetable, pull my fucking plug.
Uh huh.
Or maybe it's the other way around. She says, whatever happens, don't pull the plug. I want to stay alive. But, and she tells like the family this or some shit, but because she's married to this douchebag, he comes along and says, fuck it, pull the plug. I don't want to see her like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then the family's like, what? This is bullshit. We're the family. Well, legally, you can't go outside the legalities of it, dipshit. You know, you can't just, there's no moral grounds that just override law.
Yeah.
You know, but we're the family. Fuck off. So very, very good story, Kyle. I like that.
I feel really bad about this, but I think I need to cut this episode short.
What the fuck?
I'm just kidding. I took a nap earlier today and I woke up with a headache.
Yeah.
And I took a bunch of pills right before we started the show.
Yeah. Pain relievers, like, yeah.
Yeah, and which was stupid to begin with because they never work for me anyway. But I took a bunch of pills, and it's been a few hours since I've eaten, and I think that might be why, but all of a sudden I feel nauseous and kind of dizzy. Ugh, and just kind of shitty in general, and I'm sort of distracted.
Oh, Kyle.
Yeah, feel bad for me.
I do.
So I'm kind of worthless right now, and I think I need to go lay down. So
okay.
I need to cut this short. So, what do? At the end of the show? You can email me at Kyle at IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
And or Orion at IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Register in the forums, post about things.
Yes.
Check us out on the Facebook, become a fan.
Send us a fucking voicemail.
Yeah, leave a goddamn voicemail. 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
What else? Donate, you know, all that stuff.
In the name of Kyle.
Yeah, I really need to go lay down. Donate to my feel better fund.
Yeah.
All right. So that's it for this week. Sorry, everybody.
Oh, man. I'm sure they're fine. But Kyle's going to go lay down. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We will check you next week, motherfuckers.
Yeah.